Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting second. The left fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Redus steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Calderon reaches third base with a triple. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brunansky throws the ball into Gagne, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Calderon scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a line drive towards the mound. Blyevan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lombardozzi bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Laudner moves to second. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0 for 2 in the game. Davidson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davidson. Redus reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus moves to third. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Redus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Calderon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 3 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Newman pinch runs for Gene Larkin. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to second. Billy Bean pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newman moves to third. Bean moves to second. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball towards center. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up Newman. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.